Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. The Taliban confirms release of two Americans in a prisoner exchange. One is Ryan Corbett, considered by the U.S. to have been wrongfully detained for 894 days. The Corbett family issued a statement saying their hearts are filled with overwhelming gratitude and praise to God for sustaining Ryan's life. And they thank both President Trump and President Biden for the negotiations. We don't yet have an ID on the second prisoner released. President Trump says there are immigration raids coming.
Can we expect ICE raids in major cities?
I don't want to say when, but it's going to happen.
Trump signed orders declaring a national emergency on the U.S. border with Mexico, suspending refugee resettlement, and ending automatic citizenship for anyone born in the United States. The ACLU has already sued on that. Erwin Chereminski is dean of the University of California, Berkeley Law School.
In 1897, the Supreme Court held that those who are born in the United States are American citizens, even if their parents were not citizens. Donald Trump can't change that by executive order.
CBS's Scott McFarlane reports the president has pardoned most of his supporters who violently attacked the U.S. Capitol January 6, 2021.
Truly a historic decision. It abruptly ends the largest, biggest criminal prosecution in U.S. history. There were about 1,600 January 6 defendants, about 600 of whom were accused of assaulting police. They have received pardons or commutations. What's more, Trump has ordered all current pending prosecutions to be dropped.
Major airlines are delaying and canceling flights in preparation for a wintry blast that could bring snow and ice to the Gulf Coast, disrupting travel from North Carolina to Texas. KHOU-TV's Amanda Henderson reports on the situation in Houston.
City and county leaders have actually been working to put together a plan since last Thursday, and it's something that's going to look into and take into account how much precipitation, whether it be snow, a wintry mix, or even ice, falls from last night into today. And so that's kind of what they're gauging whenever they are treating the roads, whenever they are going to be keeping open warming centers.
More than 18,000 Costco workers could go on strike in less than 2 weeks.
85% of the unionized workers voted to authorize a strike unless they get a fair deal on wages and benefits. Their contract expires January 31st. Teamsters President Sean O'Brien calls Costco's executives greedy and says they have to do the right thing. Last week, hundreds of Costco Teamsters nationwide held practice pickets.
That's CBS's Michael Wallace. And this is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Febreze. As a rideshare driver, I love keeping my car smelling fresh and clean. So when I'm driving, I only trust Febreze Car Vent Clips, featuring 3 distinct intensity settings, because it's that little touch that sets me apart. I can turn the intensity down for subtle freshness, or I can turn it up for when I want lots of scent. So whether it's set to low, medium, or high, with Febreze Car, I know my car's going to smell amazing. Mm. Which keeps my driver rating right where it belongs. Picking up, Oscar. La, 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 la.
Monday was a day for remembering Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and his work.
Marches, prayer services, and community service projects were among the things Americans did to mark Martin Luther King Jr. Day. His niece, the Reverend Robin Scott King, spoke at an event in Newport News, Virginia.
He would be troubled looking at our society right now, I believe, and only because we've gotten off focus, we've gotten off course, we've forgotten the purpose.
Dr. King would have celebrated his 96th birthday on January 15th. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
Mufasa, The Lion King, won the box office over the four-day Martin Luther King Jr. holiday weekend, earning an estimated $15.5 million in the U.S. The Kiki Palmer comedy, One of Them Days, took in $14.2 million for its debut weekend. Wolfman, a reimagining of the classic movie Monster, was the third most popular movie, despite anything the critics said. Michael Toscano, CBS.
Meteorologist Rodney Price. Flurry chances ending tonight. Mostly cloudy skies. Lows near 10 below. Wind chills colder than 20 below zero with a west breeze. Extreme cold warning out as we start your Tuesday. Sunshine in the afternoon. Highs near 2 above. Right now, it's 2 below.
Love. see what you can find. If a daddy's rich, take her out for a meal. If a daddy's poor, just do what you feel. Speed along the lane, you a town or a turn of 25. When the sun goes down, you can make it good and live by. We love people, we love daddy, we love mean. We love everybody, but we do as we please. When the weather's fine, we go fishing or go sailing in the sea. We're always happy, the last we live in, yeah, that's our philosophy.
Fairgrounds in Union Grove and beyond. Local news and timeless hits.
Thing he's fine. took her home, yeah, to my place. Watching every move on her face, she said, look, what's your game? Are you trying to put me in shame? Baby, I said, slow, slow, don't go so fast. Don't you think that love can last? She said, love, love above. Now he's trying to trick me in love. Ah! All right now, baby, it's all.
For 98 years, your home for local news, and now Timeless Hits 2 on WRJN. Well, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. We keep the music going, and of course, we'll update you with CBS News, the top of every hour. And of course, that weather forecast, too, all important year-round. We've got it for you right here on WRJN. More Timeless Hits on the way next.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
It's gonna make it.
must have a code that you can live by, and so become yourself, because the past is just a goodbye. Teach your children well, their father's hell did slowly go by, and feed them on your dreams, the one they picked, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry, so just look at them and sigh.
Them with your they see the truth before they can die.
Teach your parents well, their children's hell will slowly go by, and feed them on your dreams, the one they picked, one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry, so just look at them and sigh, and know they love
you. 98 years, WRJN has been Racine's trusted source for local news. And now, we brought back the timeless hits, too. Spanning the greatest music from the biggest stars of rock and roll, like Elvis, Marvin Gaye, The Supremes, The Monkees, Love and Spoonful, The Beatles, Chuck Berry, and more. Your home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
This morning, you were on my mind, and you were on my mind. I got troubles, oh, I got worries, oh, I got wounds to bind. So I went to the corner just to ease my pain.
J.N.
If I had told her that I loved her, she would have stayed till who knows when. But I guess she couldn't understand it when I said I wanna be your friend. Because a friend would never doubt you or ever put you up tight. I didn't lose her, 'cause you can't lose a friend you never had.
Come on now.
Because a friend won't say it's over and go out just for spite. And now I wonder what she's doing tonight. Oh yes, I wonder what she's doing tonight.
We'll be right back.
Evening rolls on. We do too here on WRJN. For 98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits. I'm Chris Morrow. Around the clock, we've got the music for you. Of course, Packers and season, the Brewers. We've got Badgers, basketball and football and high school sports too. Try to cover all the bases, so to speak, as it comes to sports. And of course, the timeless hits. More on the way next from WRJN.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
So lonely, they could die. I could so much love.